Environmental groups say they have several major concerns about some things that were added to the Joint Finance Committee's version of the state budget. Those include another proposed cut in the stewardship land buying program, an item to help large farms and frack sand mines that want to drill high-capacity wells, and, says Amber Meyer-Smith of Clean Wisconsin, language that would limit local communities from enacting stronger standards for stormwater and construction site runoff.
We feel that those kind of regulations should be best left up to communities to know how they can deal with them in the best way. There are areas of the state that have more water quality impacts than others, and those communities should be able to take their local authority to, you know, enact some regulations that can really help clean up their waterways.
Smith says as the state assembly gets ready to take up the budget today, she also wants to emphasize what she likes in the document.
Additional positions at the DNR to handle the huge load that comes along with enforcing sand mining permits, air permit fees. So it's a mixed bag, and we hope that, you know, with some additional actions on stewardship, high-capacity wells, and water regulations, that this could be a pretty decent budget for the environment.
Smith says if the legislature doesn't make changes in environmental groups' favor, efforts will be made to get Governor Walker to use his veto pen. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.